So when it comes to the ocean, what's there left to eat, ethically speaking? Yeah, there's a food dilemma for the 21st century. Paul Greenberg is the best-selling author of Four Fish, The Future of the Last Wild Food. He joins us from New York. I mean, given how hard it is to know the backstory to that fish on your plate, is there any effort being made to draw down demand for seafood in this country?
Well, we just seem to keep on eating seafood no matter what. We have plateaued. We were rising for a while, but we've plateaued at about 14.5 to 15 pounds per person per year. And that's risen consistently over the last 20 years.
So a lot of people think of the United States, it's all hamburgers all the time. Are we a nation of fish eaters, would you say?
Well, we're a big nation, but by sort of personal preference, no. We, as I said, 15 pounds per person per year. Compare that to many countries in Asia, and you've got like 35, 40 pounds of seafood per person per year. And if you compare it with the American meat consumption, you know, land food meats, that's like 200 pounds per person per year. So it's a minority protein.
So I don't live near a fish market. I can't eliminate the middleman, and I'm not heading to the coast with a fishing rod anytime soon. So what is the best fish I can buy?
Well, the best fish you could buy isn't a fish, it's a mollusk. I'm very big these days on mussels, farmed mussels, particularly those grown in the United States if possible, and Canada is not bad either. The reason being is these are creatures that are very high in omega-3s. They have a very small environmental impact. They are filter feeders, and so you don't have to feed them any fish or anything. And they're just a very good thing to have in the water because they create habitat for other fish. I'd like to see America grow more mussels.
Right. So mussels check off all the boxes that a good ethical seafood eater should be checking off. What is the most common seafood eaten in the U.S. and where is it coming from?
Well, by far and away, the thing that we eat the most is shrimp. We eat 4 pounds of shrimp per person per year. And 90% of the shrimp that we eat is imported. A lot of it is coming to us from Southeast Asia, usually farmed. You know, it's coming to us from pretty far away. It's kind of hard to figure out exactly what goes on in the farms that grow those shrimp.
The United States has such a huge coastline, two of them, if you just look at the lower 48, three. Yeah. Why do we import so much seafood, though?
Well, we import a lot of seafood, but we also export a lot of seafood. We export about a third of what we catch. That's about 3 billion pounds every single year. What we export is mostly wild, pretty high quality things, like 80% of the salmon, for example, that we catch, we export. And we import sort of cheap stuff. We import a lot of tilapia. We import a lot of shrimp. We import a lot of something called a pangasius catfish, which probably you've never heard of, but it's the sixth most consumed seafood in America.
Do you buy that fish at the store, or is it found in other things that have fish in it?
Well, I like to say you're most likely to come across a pangasius in a hospital. It wouldn't put you in the hospital, but, you know, say you've just had an operation and the orderly comes by and says, "What would you like for lunch today, chicken or fish?" And you're like, "What's the fish?" And they'll say, "I don't know, mister, it's just fish." Well, a lot of times that's the pangasius catfish. It's just a white, neutral fish that people use in industrial settings. And so that's where you'll see it a lot of the times.
So to some of this stuff, is there a solution in changing the import-export ratio?
People have asked me to sort of distill it Michael Pollan-esque style. You know, you remember he said, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. My three-liner is eat American seafood, a much broader variety of it than we currently do, and mostly farmed filter feeders. So, you know, American seafood is generally well managed. If it's farmed, it's generally farmed under good regulations. When I say great variety of it, you know, we really do focus most of our seafood consumption around the big four, which is shrimp, salmon, tuna, and then pollock is the fourth one, which you find in your fillet of fish. And then when I say mostly farmed filter feeders, we could be doing a lot more growing of clams, mussels, oysters, really, really good for the environment, as I said earlier, and just a great health food as well. So that's what I would suggest.
Do you find yourself getting anxious over the question, what can I eat anymore?
I don't, because I know what to eat. You got to inform yourself. Seafood is complicated. It's the last wild food. So, you know, if we're going to take on that very complicated task of eating the last wild food, we have to bone up intellectually and be prepared to answer some questions.
Paul Greenberg, the author of American Catch, The Fight for Our Local Seafood. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Marco.
I like fish. I love mussels. And these conversations got me thinking about my own fish buying habits. We want to hear from you, too. What's your favorite fish or seafood? And do you worry about where it comes from or whether it reached your plate in an ethical manner? Let us know on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ PRI the world.